Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahul Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Naglin Minister C.L. John emphasizes on collective responsibility in preserving and protecting wildlife. ADC Kohima, Ro Sito Muri says, Ayushman Bharat PMJY aims to ensure no one is left behind in accessing healthcare services. Secretary of Youth Resources and Sports Anthony Nguli emphasizes importance of technological skills in modern world. And Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi and Jharkhand Governor Santosh inaugurates 11,000 Saksham Anganwadi centers across country. Now the news in detail. Naglin Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, C.L. John, has emphasized the importance of collective responsibility in preserving and protecting wildlife. As the country gears up to celebrate Wildlife Week 2024 from 2nd to 8 October, the minister has called on the people to reaffirm the duty to protect and preserve the natural heritage. Highlighting the state's progress in wildlife conservation, the minister expressed pride in the growing number of community reserves that have been established across nearly 200 villages. He described the initiative as a demonstration of the state's commitment to wildlife protection. John also pointed out the international recognition received for the successful conservation of the Amur falcon, a migratory bird that has become a symbol of the state's conservation efforts. The State Department of Environment, Forests and Climate Change will be organizing a series of events and programs to engage various sections of society. Activities such as awareness campaigns, quizzes, painting and debate competitions, talk shows, a run for nature and sports meet will be held. Additionally, articles focusing on wildlife conservation will be published in local newspapers to spread awareness. Additional Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, Rosito Nguri, said, Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, PMJAY, and its components aims to meet the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals by ensuring no one is left behind in accessing healthcare services. Nguri was speaking at a program commemorating the 6th anniversary of PMJAY and 3rd anniversary of Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission in Kohima today. Deputy Chief Medical Officer of Kohima, Dr. Imchatushi, gave an overview of the Ayushman Bharat PMJAY, which provides health insurance coverage of up to 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary health care. He said, on the other hand, Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission aims to digitize healthcare systems, making medical records more accessible and integrating health services across the country. Dr. Imchatushi further informed that Kohima District, there are currently 4 empaneled public hospitals and 5 private hospitals under the scheme. He said that Naga Hospital Authority Kohima has the highest registration and transaction under PMJAY with 2,558 patients treated and 1,601 beneficiaries registered. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, Kumar Ramnikant, urged village and colony leaders to support the health department's effort in the areas to achieve 100% coverage and awareness of the scheme. Ramnikant also encouraged the community to provide feedback to help make the healthcare system more accessible and efficient. On the occasion, Naga Hospital Authority was recognized as the best performing hospital under PMJAY. Secretary of Youth Resources and Sports Anthony Nguli today emphasized the importance of technological skills in the modern world. Addressing the launching of PMKVY 4.0 training program at the YouthNet main office in Kohima, Nguli urged the youth to adapt to changing times to overcome unemployment. The initiative aims to provide skill training in mobile phone hardware repair, assistant installation computing and drone service technician, targeting 1,050 youth across the state in this phase. The secretary pointed out that while many Naga students complete their education, they are not assured of jobs, highlighting the need for practical skills. Nguli also stressed the importance of reducing dependency on outsiders and encouraged the youth to venture into entrepreneurship to retain wealth within the state. Director Ketositio Sekose informed that this is the department's first foray into skill development, acknowledging the need for such initiatives due to a lack of interest in labor-intensive jobs among the Naga youth. Sekose emphasized that businesses and entrepreneurship contribute more to the local economy than government jobs and called for dedication and sincerity among the trainees. The PMKVY is a flagship initiative under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, aimed at enabling a large number of Indian youth to take up industry-relevant skill training. Akashvani Kohima bid farewell to senior English newsreader Jonas Yanthan and technician Nokhwel Angami as they superannuated from service today. Yanthan joined Akashvani as a staff artist on contractual basis in 1991. Later, he was formally appointed as a government servant in the category of newsreader in 1996. Speaking at the farewell program, Yanthan shared his fond memories during his tenure spanning over 33 years. Emphasizing that cordiality is a very powerful concept, he appealed to the officers and staff of Akashvani to be amicable and treat each other with humility. Yanthan added that all employees are equal who are bonded together under the same service rules. Nokhwel Angami was appointed as helper in 1986 and promoted to technician in 1991. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi and Jharkhand Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar today virtually inaugurated 11,000 Saksham Anganwadi centres across the country from Ranchi. Addressing the concluding ceremony of the 7th edition of the nationwide Rashtriya Poshan Maah in Ranchi, the Union Minister said that the objective of Poshan Maah focused on anemia awareness, Poshan B, Padhai B, technology-based initiatives and additional dietary measures to eradicate malnutrition from the country. She said the number of activities carried out under this movement has recorded a staggering over 11 crore. She announced that all workers of Anganwadi Kenda will be now included under Ayushman Bharat Yojana scheme. Devi said the vision of developed India will be achieved only with the healthy and empowered women and girls in the country. She said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized women-led development, and to achieve this vision, the Ministry of Women and Child Development has allocated 3 lakh crore rupees for various schemes pertaining to women and girls in the recent budget. Deputy Commissioner of Longland District, W. Manpai Pom, said Anganwadi workers and helpers has big responsibility and greater role to play for the upliftment of the society. Pom was speaking at the culmination program of Poshan Maah 2024, organized by the Department of Social Welfare at Longland yesterday. He asserted that mother and child are the backbone of society, and the sound health is very crucial. In this regard, the DC urged the Anganwadi workers and helpers to be sincere and dedicated in their service besides Poshan Maah activities. Cleanliness drive under Swachhata Hi Seva campaign was organized in Chumukedima and Waka districts today. The campaign, which began on September 17, will culminate on October 2, the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi. Chumukedima Town Council and the Chumukedima Lotha Eloy Hohu organized a cleanliness drive at Chumukedima Saturday Bazaar, with an aim to raise awareness about the importance of cleanliness among students and the community. Meanwhile, Lead Bang Waka, in collaboration with the After 20s Band, also held a cleanliness drive in 2 locations. Over 150 volunteers, including 9 bank branches and representatives from various civil society organizations, participated in the event. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland Minister C.L. John emphasizes on collective responsibility in preserving and protecting wildlife. ADC Kohima Rosito Muri says Ayushman Bharat PMJY aims to ensure no one is left behind in accessing healthcare services. Secretary of Youth Resources and Sports Anthony Nguli emphasizes importance of technological skills in modern world. And Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi and Jharkhand Governor Santosh inaugurates 11,000 Saksham Anganwadi centres across country. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.